The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy and welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Danny Titmus on the news that she's been announced as the new head coach at Celtic Dragons.
It's been really, really lovely, actually. I've been unbelievably touched by the amount of people that have, like, sort of reached out and sort of said, well done, and, you know, good luck and stuff. And, yeah, it was really lovely to have, like, those people. And all over Twitter and stuff, like, was, like, overwhelmingly positive, which is just nice, isn't it? It's just nice to feel like, oh, cool. People say nice things, makes you feel good.
Nice as well on your part, obviously, because to some extent you've worked your way up from Prem to Academy to Super League. That side's special.
I could be wrong, but I'm fairly certain out of all the Super League coaches, everyone's an ex-player, apart from those that are from Australia and New Zealand, apart from myself. So I feel that it's a really cool thing that actually I have worked my way from the coaching pathway. I'm definitely not an ex-player, and I'm not Australian or New Zealand, so it's nice to see that there is a coaching pathway for people like me. So it has been really nice to work my way sort of through the system, you know, County Academy, and did that with Essex Mat, and then London, the South East region, and then through stuff with, like, you know, Mavs, then Wasps, then Pulse, up into, like, assistant BNSL, and now at Dragons, and I get to be the head honcho.
Before we look at Dragons, let's have a quick look back at those Pulse Academies. Obviously, building on the previous time that you spent at Wasps, but to build a programme and implement it like that is something you're bound to take pride in.
Oh, completely. I mean, with Wasps, it was a little bit different because, you know, that was completely starting from the beginning. You know, there wasn't a franchise, there wasn't, you know, a Super League team up in the West Mid. So that was kind of like the first under-21 team that had been in and around. So that was, like, something that I was very much part of creating. With Pulse, I inherited a pathway that was already there. You know, I was part of its success when it was, like, regional and when it was London and South East region. But Amanda Newton is the one who drove that pathway and created a platform in which I could, you know, push forward and continue some of the good work she'd already been doing. So I don't think it's particularly fair to be like, that was all me, because it definitely wasn't. But I would like to think that I kept it in very good shape and was able to move it forward.
And at the weekend, they saw you off in style on the court, though, didn't they?
We did. I mean, we won every single quarter. We had a couple of players missing, but, you know, you can only play who you've got available at the time. And credit to the squad, they were phenomenal. You know, we've had an incredible season. We've won all of our games convincingly, and that has been an absolute full squad contribution. You know, we haven't always had our VNSL players available, and the guys that are sitting slightly below those guys have done an absolute fantastic job throughout our league games. And then to have, you know, the final finish in the way it was amazing that it was able to be streamed, and for the guys to put out the performances, just incredibly, incredibly proud of them. And I have to say, like, huge credit to England Netball for getting the league up and running and getting it to some kind of completion, because, you know, it's been an absolute nuts year, and the amount of, like, sacrifices and sort of hoops everyone's had to jump through in order for this to happen, you know, I have to sort of shout out all of those NPL teams as well, because it has been definitely a challenge. So, you know, credit to everybody involved in that league and making it happen.
It's maybe wrong to single people out, but you would maybe notice the development of Ellie and Liv, just two people you've been able to see grow.
Yeah, completely. I mean, they were players of the match on the weekend. You know, Liv got our player of the season, so me and Lisa, our assistant coach, we do a 3-2-1 ranking after every game, and so it's a little bit more objective data in terms of, like, rather than just, oh, who do you think it should be, and you're trying to reflect, and the game's, like, you know, months away, and you're like, I can't even remember. But Liv was our player of the season, and her shooting has been incredible throughout. I think when we played against the Mavs game, she was on 100%, and I think this is a bit from memory, but I think she scored like 42 out of 42. I think when we went and played Storm, you know, it was like, again, another killer performance from Liv. I think she missed one, you know, and she's been such a target shooter for us. Like, it doesn't hurt that you've got her at the end to get the ball to, and then you've got Rat outside being able to give her the service, amazing. I also have to say as well, Fumi's been incredible. And yeah. She's been incredible across the board, you know, VNSL, and she was winning all of the awards and the same. She got the, I can't remember the name of it, like the most outstanding young player award from the VNSL, and completely deserves, and all of those guys, like, what talents for the future. But it is a really exciting squad, you know, even with, like, Pisak and Yemi. You know, it was really tough when we were talking about who was our most improved player, because you've got, like, Pisak and Yemi, who sort of stepped up into the very big shoes of Hallie to feel to come into that squad. Not that, you know, she wouldn't come in directly to them, but to get her opportunity into Super League, and actually came on in the game against Dragons. So, you know, she's had an amazing season. You've got the likes of Lola, who's been, away studying in Princeton for the last couple of years, not really touched a ball. Then coming back into our full setup and getting back into the England under-21, which is amazing. And then Sally has been just an absolute key member of our squad in all of our league games, which she ended up getting our most improved player of the season. So it's been an absolute delight to work with all of them, because they're just so hard-working.
The depth that's there, maybe.
Yeah, they just want to be the best that they can be. And when you're working with people like that, it's easy. They're like, amazing.
Speaking of amazing things, then, the Celtic Dragons came a-calling. A bit of an exciting prospect.
Yeah, completely. It's interesting, actually, because Sam saw the advert and had mentioned to me that I should go for it. And, you know, it's really lovely to have Sam back in, and also for her to have that confidence to be like, look, go for it. That belief that I could go and, you know, apply for that job, which was cool. And then it was, you know, it's such an opportunity, and I'm so excited to be at the helm of something and try and shape something exciting for the future. And it's interesting, because, you know, I've obviously been 21 for a while now, and, like, out of the four complete seasons, I've won three of them undefeated. So yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what happens at Super League, and I know it's very, very, very different. But you're kind of like, oh, cool, I wonder how this is going to go. So, yeah, it's kind of like equally terrifying and really exciting all at the same time. You know, it's a whole different world. The season is way longer. There's bigger, badder, better people. But I'm really excited to take the step up into the next environment and see what I can do as a coach and what we can do as a team.
Last season's in the league, we saw the likes of Wasps and Storm finish at their lowest they ever have done in the league. So I suppose for you and Dragons, is the aim to finish in the higher part of the table? Is that part of the main challenge?
I didn't take on this job to come 11th or to try and only win one game of the season. Of course. Yay. Not. Like, I'm very competitive by nature. That would be crazy. I'm not trying. Like, I'm going to commute from London, so I'm not coming all that way to not put out the best performances we're capable of. And I think even with Dragons, they had moments of really, really good performances, but they just couldn't maintain that across the course of a game or across, you know, a season. So, you know, there are flashes of stuff that's going on that's really good there. And then for me, it's about, okay, well, how can we extend that so it turns some of those, like, quarters into either closer score margins or, you know, getting on the other side of that and we come out with a few wins.
Dragons in the past obviously have had that pool of talent, that local talent, but they've moved elsewhere. I mean, people like Nia, Georgia, Leila, off the top of my head. It's going to be a clean sheet for everybody, but when do those calls go in? When are you allowed to make those calls?
I mean, this is literally my second day in the office, Andy. So,
okay.
It's interesting, because that's a whole world that I kind of know nothing about. So I am still very much learning the process and all about that yet. But, no, looking to build, like, a competitive team.
How about the ability to learn Welsh? Do you need a partner? And shall we learn Welsh together?
Absolutely, of course. How do you say go Dragons in Welsh? That would be cool.
We've seen last season that mix of YouTube and TV games as well, centralised venues. It's far too early to say, but how do you think that approach might be undertaken next season?
I think, like, from a commercial point of view, you want fans and you want ticket sales and stuff like that. and it's nice to like bring the games to the communities that you're within. I think England Netball actually did a stellar job in terms of what netball looks like as a product. So I think that, you know, when you're watching the games on YouTube, it looked so professional. And the visibility to the game was next level, you know, but to actually have real conversations with people about, you know, games that they would have no option to go and, you know, whether that's through distance or because they're all busy doing other things, but, you know, you're having conversations where people are really following their team every game, or even not their team, but they're watching the battles between other teams. It just grew the sport massively. So I think for that reason, it was amazing. I think if there's a way to keep that momentum going, and I think like the VNSL and club should explore that. You know, this is my, as I said, second day as a VNSL coach. I don't think I have any answers in terms of how or what that should look like. But I do think if there's a way to tap into keeping that visibility, I think that's really important for the growth of the sport. Yeah, although I would say Wakefield really is not that central. Like, that's far. And I think for teams that are constantly doing that battle, that long, long distance, I think you notice it across the course of the season. I mean, it's a long way to travel. I've seen people speak about 3 centralised venues, and maybe that's an option. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's one of those. And I think, like Sarah Behrman told me on a Zoom call after they won the final, it's for people that are paid a lot more money to decide, not her. Finally, exciting time to be part of Welsh Netball. Obviously, Sarah as well, you'd be working closely with her.
Yeah, completely. Like, I've had a chat with Sarah, and she comes with a whole wealth of netball experience. You know, when she was playing for Celtic Dragons, they got into the semis. You know, she's gone and won it with Thunder. She's been an assistant coach with Thunder before. She's done like national coaching. So, you know, she is a great asset to Welsh Netball, and I'm really looking forward to working with Sarah.
Keep an eye on CelticDragons.com in the close seasons for news on their latest signings. And if you're looking for a new kit as these summer leagues get back up and running, why not have a go at the 3D kit designer over at FlyHawk.com?
The Netball Show with FlyHawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.